is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Let's quickly get to the School of Fools jingle, and we will...
Of Fools?
Did I say that wrong?
No, you just got to say it funny. School of Fools.
You can fucking talk now while I look for this.
Yeah, I know.
Funny.
I know.
Fool of Skews.
You guys are masterful. Thank you for your...
Yeah, help. We are.
Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies.
School of Fools.
All right, the NRA was in the news. The NRA held a fundraising. They hold fundraising all across the country. So they are a nonprofit organization. But some people are wondering about the Second Amendment cheerleaders. They held a gun raffle in a Kentucky high school gym. The Washington Post reports that Muhlenberg County High School in Greenville, Kentucky, was the site of a September NRA gun raffle that included handguns, semi-automatic rifles, pump-action shotguns, and guns with high-capacity magazine capability. According to the report, this was the first time in the last 3 years that the NRA didn't actually display real guns along the bleachers during the raffle. Sounds like a safe place to put your guns.
Mm.
Instead, they opted under the pressure from parents to only show printed images of the guns. That's reasonable. A parent from the school told the Post she thought it was, quote, obscene and had not realized that this kind of NRA gun raffle was going on in schools across the country. A grandmother of one of the students at the school said the whole thing made no sense. They are selling guns on school property where we have active shooter drills. The NRA told the Post that the fundraisers on school grounds are a small fraction of their fundraising efforts and usually done as a philanthropic endeavors, explaining that the schools appreciate the, quote, supplement to their limited budgets. The NRA has been facing internal lawsuits, investigations into their accounting, and clear financial issues. Listen, they legally can have it. If I thought they were interested at all in optics and what people thought, I would say, well, this was stupid, but I don't think they give a shit at all. No. It's a bad look.
I think it's a bad look, but I don't think they care.
I mean, you wouldn't.
And you're talking about the NRA.
I'm saying it's a bad look for the NRA.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying they can do it, but I'm just, you know, like if you don't want to be in the news for negative shit because you're usually in the news for negative shit, you know, hold it at the VFW, hold it at the Moose, hold it at the Elks.
Yeah.
Have your gun raffle. You're entitled to do it. You're entitled to do your fundraising thing. Nobody's got a problem with it. You know, if parents are upset about it and you know they're upset about it because they're asking you not to display the weapons, you go, all right, you know what? We don't want to come into your community and cause this type of bad feeling. If people are this upset by it, we're going to have our fundraiser someplace else.
Now, here's what I don't understand. In this story, somebody is skating on this. Skating.
What do you mean skating?
Getting away, not even mentioning skating. The school. Why isn't the school being called to
That's
task?
That's a very good point.
For having this. And,
That's a good point.
And now you brought it up and saying, well, you know, parents were concerned and they said they don't want the guns. They'll put the pictures of the guns. Why do you want them there? If you're that concerned, why do you want them there at all?
They were probably like, well, we can't get rid of them. So this was probably the compromise.
But the only thing is, how come they can't get rid of them? You're a school district. You have the right to tell them you can be on my property or not.
Well, because if the superintendent of the schools is in bed with the NRAs and is a huge NRA member,
he should be in this story.
Yeah.
I didn't write the story, Joe.
But what I'm saying, but what I know. But what I know.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I know, but the funny thing is it just blatantly glosses over the school.
One of the things that they mentioned in it, and I don't know the school's budget or, you know, what kind of fundraisers they normally do, it does mention that having fundraisers in the school, of all types, I'm assuming, helps them to budget for things that are not in the school budget.
Right,
but programs that are underfunded.
But he just mentioned it's bad optics for the NRA. same whereas it's even worse optics for
the
them.
School.
The
Agreed.
NRA is about, you know, guns and, you know, First Amendment rights and stuff like that.
Right.
The school has an obligation to, you know, to try to keep guns out of it or try to keep the message of
that's
guns
your,
out of it.
But that's an
but
opinion.
It, but
other
it's
people
in Kentucky, but I think this is in Kentucky, which I know what
they
you're
probably
saying.
Want guns in the school, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right, right. But with that being said, I don't understand why the school hasn't been called to, if you know, and this looks like a, you know, an
this,
anti-gun
this,
publication
this,
here.
Well, this was taken from the Daily Coast, which is a far left thing. I couldn't get the Washington Post because I was out of articles.
But you would,
funny,
yes.
But you would think
so that's why.
But you would
you
think,
I, but I didn't add all the lefty shit in there. I just
but,
stuck
but
to the.
I understand that, but you would think that they would also go bring the school into this too. I mean, if they're going to call everybody to task,
I agree.
Know.
But that I agree. I'm not disagreeing. That being said, you know, I don't buy into the whole supplement the thing. You know what? We got to spend more money because we need active shooter drills. We need more people now. We need better infrastructure in the schools because of shootings and everything. Mm-hmm. We need more armed police in the schools now. So a lot of our budget is going to shit that we never used to have to worry about.
Right.
So I don't buy that argument. I agree with Joe. You know, hopefully there was a conversation. Hopefully there was a conversation that was had. We don't know if there was a conversation. That being said, if you gave a shit at all about optics, just a touch, just a little bit, you know what? We'll have it at the VFW. We're still going to raise money for
right.
the school.
And like I said, with optics, the superintendent should be in this fucking story.
You're right. You're right. You should be taking a task for this decision as well.
So we all agree, not the best move by the
NRA.
No,
not really. No,
no,
no.
No.
Okay. That's good. All right. Move on to the next one. Now we'll argue. All right. This is New York, not far from where you live, right?
No, Plainridge is in Nassau. I live in Suffolk County. Plainridge is in Nassau County.
The coach of New York high school football program was suspended for one game for allegedly allowing his team to run up the score on a fellow undefeated opponent last week. Plainridge High School coach Rob Shaver was suspended under Nassau County's lopsided scores policy, the Post reported Thursday. His team defeated Southside High 61-13. Shaver decided to keep his best players in the game despite being up 35 points in the fourth quarter. Shaver told Newsday his explanation to the committee who decides whether he should be suspended was shot down. The policy prohibits teams from winning games by more than 42 points. They thought it was a mismanaged game, which my opinion is that isn't the rule, he told the newspaper. It should be. You ran up the score on purpose. That's what the intent of the rule is for. Shaver added, what made me the most upset, to be honest, is listen, if the Southside coach complained and said, this guy definitely ran up the score on us, well, then they should investigate, because that's the intent of the rule. The spirit of the rule is to prevent better teams from running up on lesser programs and sportsmanship and dignity and all that stuff. I get it. That didn't happen. Southside coach Phil Onesto told Newsday, he had no problem with the score. I had no issue with how the game went. Oh, maybe if you fucking did, your team would have shown up. I had spoken.
We are going to argue.
I had spoken to Coach Shaver. I told him I had no issues. Plainridge is the lone undefeated team in Conference 3 in Nassau County. Shaver will miss the team's final regular season game. Okay. I think the gut reaction for most people of our generation and older is, let them fucking play. You know, you show up, you do your best, this, that, the other thing.
Right.
I think that's Joe's gut reaction, and yeah. I get that. Here's the thing. I have a couple problems with it. You got to understand, on this team, there are third and fourth string kids that go through the same practices and work just as hard as the other kids. They're just not as good
right.
as the first and second string.
Right.
Even in professional sports, let alone high school and college sports, when you have that rare game, when you're on the winning end or the losing end, this is when you reward those students,
yep.
and even in major leagues, you see, those players.
The lesser players.
This is when you reward them, and you take out your better players so they don't get hurt,
right.
first of all. But
right.
you reward them for their effort and let them get to experience. That's why I have a problem with what this coach did. You're up in the fourth quarter, 61-13. Forget about running up the score. You kept your first string in.
Now that's something that I will concede on, you know, with you on that. I'll concede
okay.
you on that. Like I said, the other team. However, yeah, because like I said, I played sports. You know, when we had something where we were head coach, you throw guys in.
That's what you do. You reward them because they're not going to get it. Listen, you're a very competitive team. When it's 21-20 in the fourth quarter, those kids aren't getting in.
No, coach, and like I said, you would say back in the day, coach would turn around, you would get in there. You know?
Yeah, and you look forward to that.
Yeah.
It was a reward because you were sweating your ass out since August.
Yeah.
You know, you don't play. You're not good. You're working. You're just not as talented.
Yeah.
Right.
This is when you reward those kids.
And yeah, and you know, and you kind of know, coach. You know, and you know that season or whatever. You know, coach will put you. You know, you'll in your work hard. If you get an opportunity, coach will put you in.
And now, even in softball,
right?
And which is not high school sports. Mm-hmm. We are grown men. There are mercy rules. Some mercy rules are better than others,
right?
But at some point, there's a mercy rule. Go, okay, we get it. You know, maybe there should be a mercy rule.
You know, I didn't really understand what the point of that was when I read the article, because I didn't know that they had rules like that. Like, don't.
Well, and the fact that there is a rule.
Don't, yeah. You know, don't pound the other side, especially if they're like the. I can see that.
35, winning by 30, winning by 41, because the rule's 42. Winning by 41, still a pounding.
Still a
like
pounding.
Like your vagina and not in the ER. Right. Still getting pounded, and there's no amount of KY that makes it okay.
No, no. It's from every angle. No, it's
see
not
what
good.
Happens when you're in traffic?
It's not good.
You don't go in Pip's. I don't get to go in Pip's vagina like you guys.
Show up outside into the ER. You get your shot. Bring a wand, a thick one.
Yeah, please. Everybody had a shot.
It's like a deli.
Number five. Number five.
Slice it thin. But no, but now that I understand, okay, that's why they have that. And I do know that, you know, in sports that the lesser players get to go out there when they're, you know, when you're way ahead. It's like you don't want to run down your good players. You've already gotten the job done. You know?
I think the winning coach sent a horrible message to his own team.
Yeah.
Because if I'm that third and fourth string kid and I don't get in that game, why am I even showing up?
Why am I here?
Why am I here? If I can't even play,
yeah.
And 61 to fucking 13 in the fourth quarter, if I can't get on the field then for what?
Yeah, and you want to know something. Look, when I was on a football team, coach had his favorites.
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
it. You all do.
Yes.
Yeah,
all right.
They do.
But, you know, baseball was the same way. You know, I was not he.
But eventually, coach would take those guys, you know, something like that, and Glenn was a good team. Coach would pull those guys out, you know, and give us some of us fucking scrubs a chance.
Right, but you look forward to that.
Yeah.
It made the 5 days a week of fucking practice and sweating and going. It made it all worthwhile.
Right.
Because and when you won, you felt like you were still contributing.
Right.
Even though you weren't the best player or the second or one of the top tier, top 20 players, you still felt like you were part. It's just good for morale.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it as, I'm not looking at it as like, well, he ran up the score and that's shitty.
Yeah.
Listen, we all get beaten. There's all, you know, whatever.
You know, to be frank, like I said, the whole story was geared to the blowout of the other team. But, you know, looking into the story, realizing that I was just seeing this now. And I even wrote the blog on this, but I didn't even notice on this because there was two stories reading out of. I didn't realize that the second and third string didn't get a chance to go in. Now, on that end, yeah, that was a bullshit move.
Yeah.
So we all agree.
Move.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the – actually, talk about burying the lead. That I think that was the more important bit, that, you know, that they didn't let the second and third string on. And it's like – well, if you're going to keep pounding away at the other...
Because here's the thing.
Because are you making a point? Oh, you guys think you're so great? Look at what we did.
Yeah, yeah, like apparently they weren't showboating when they were winning, which is why the other coach wasn't like upset about it.
Okay.
You know, I'm guessing that's why the other coach was fine with it. And they're a really good team, too. So they get it.
Right.
But I'm just looking. It's like, these are kids, man. You got to let... It's not a fuck. You don't need to win by that many. Play
no.
the other... And you know what? If the second and third and fourth string, if they're still getting points... And so be it. I'm not pissed then. Hey,
right.
that's the game. This is these kids' opportunity, and they never get to play. I'm sorry if you can't beat their second, third, and fourth string. He took out the All-Stars. Then
right.
I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
But I think this coach did a bad job.
Yeah, and talk about setting the best players up for injury.
Yeah, I wonder I wonder what the score was at the half. It must have been, you know, it must have been the score. Because why I'm saying that is you start to bring by, you know, if you're, you know, if your coach is trying to get everybody a shot, going into the third quarter, you start sending a couple of guys in, see how they're doing. All right, they're doing fun. Or send another couple of guys in, start to pull a little bit more of the first string out, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody, and you go in the locker room, you go, everybody, it was a team effort today.
Everybody feels great.
It was a team effort today. You know.
He's doing his own team a disservice. Forget about the other team.
Yeah.
It's bad coach.
Bad coach for his own team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that
look
wasn't.
Turn Joe around on that one. I knew where he was coming from right out the gate. I saw the blog. He's ready to fight, but I had a way.
But I still have common sense. I mean, when you brought up the thing with the
team,
that does make sense, you know.
Yeah, there's no need. All right, let me find this theme music. Here we go. It's a twofer. It's a School of Fools and Nazi theme. My
Ooh,
fave.
A double.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
Ah, yes. Heil Hitler. That's how you know you're listening to Davin's Den.
Wow.
Pick up nothing.
A Utah teacher and principal were placed on paid administrative leave after a Facebook post revealed that a student at their school had dressed up as Adolf Hitler to celebrate Halloween, Desert News reports. The mother of a student at Creekside Elementary School in Davis County posted a photo of the child in question in a Facebook group for mothers in Weber and Davis County. The image's caption claimed that the student had been hailing Hitler like a cab. I believe they were going
for pulls off. And where are you going to? Yeah, I'm going down to Penn. Get in the cab. These Upas must be destroyed, nine. We were overrun them. Unstein, Klaus, go to the Uber. Unstein.
Somebody wants to be the clip I put up. All right. And made the Nazi salute.
The kid, not me, okay? Yeah.
No, you just goose-stepped onto your little seat when you come down here. Funny. In the face of the few minority children who attend the school during an event. The mother added that the costume itself was ridiculous and distasteful as one could get. Not authentic. I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't well put together.
No. The post, which immediately gained traction on Facebook, was also allegedly shared with Utah members of Black Lives Matter. It just flew me into a rage because I get so many complaints about Davis School District. Lex Scott, who has the organization's state chapter, told the newspaper. Scott purportedly emailed Superintendent Reed Newey, who told her that the situation would be investigated on Friday. The district announced that it put both the principal and the teacher on administrative leave, although it did not specify whether the costume student or the employees were members of Creekside. What, just random fucking Nazis are walking into the school in the Pride Parade?
I know. Do you think that this was a real Nazi that happened just, into the...
We just found Hitler outside.
In the Easter parade. You know, it's like, what's wrong with you?
It also did not say why the principal and teacher were suspended. The Davis School District apologizes for what took place. The district said in a statement, it does not tolerate speech, images, or conduct that portray or promote hate in any form. Well, you whiffed on this one. The district is taking the matter very seriously and is investigating every aspect of the situation. In a statement the same day, the United Jewish Federation of Utah, I didn't even know we had one there, denounced the costume.
The two folks came out.
Shmuel and Miriam.
Yeah, Shmuel and Miriam.
We're very displeased.
We're very displeased.
It really does sound like a good setup. Yeah, two Jews walk into Utah.
Yeah, they were hanging out with the Mormons, and their number was called.
Yeah.
Almost all Jews and Americans almost all Jews. I think all Jews.
Yes.
And Americans regard Hitler and Nazi symbols as signifiers of the worst hatred. I've never met a Jew go, you know what, Hitler? Not so bad. I've seen worse.
Yeah.
I've seen worse.
Jews for Hitler? Is there a group?
Not that I'm aware of.
You know, there's Jews for Jesus, but Jews for Hitler I haven't heard of.
Jesus is more friendlier.
Yeah, Jesus never committed a fucking genocide.
They're not handing out flyers.
That's what Jesus has got going for him.
They're not handing out flyers in the subway. Jews for Hitler. See what happens.
Or as I call them, fake Jews. I always forget to do that joke. Racism and crimes against humanity the world has known. The nonprofit organization says dressing a child as Hitler is intolerably offensive and should never be suggested, permitted, or condoned. Unless you're Hitler. According to Desert News, because, you know, who else are you going to dress as? You're you. The school district had previously settled a lawsuit with a family who had accused a bus driver of racially targeting their biracial child. The driver had allegedly closed the bus door in the child's backpack as he tried to leave the vehicle and drove as the student dangled outside.
I'm
sorry. What the fuck is going on there?
I'm sorry. Maybe
walking around as Hitler ain't that bad at all.
You weren't dangled, were you?
You didn't drag any kids into traffic, did you?
So, like, the thing is, we don't know enough, but I'm guessing the principal and the teacher were suspended because they allowed this student to fucking walk.
Yeah. If we could stop the story right here.
Well, it's finished. We can.
Well, no.
Perfect timing.
We're not finished because
No, the story part's finished. Now's the discussion. You were going to say you understand, but you don't.
It's still, to me, it's still ongoing because Dressing a child as Hitler is intolerably offensive and should never be suggested, permitted, or condoned. Like the other story about the gun sale, there is an important element of this story being left out. Where is the parents in this?
Oh, we'll get there.
Who were the parents?
Yeah, that's the interesting. The student. How is the student not suspended?
Well, they did show a picture of the student, and it didn't look like a little kid. So this
but it's an elementary school.
Yeah, but this whole issue of dressing the child as Hitler, I don't think that the parents can't. I mean, I could be wrong.
Let me tell you something. I leave the house dressed as Hitler, there's going to be a conversation.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Same here. But the thing is that
because most Jews find him offensive.
But it's like, how do you not know your kids? You're dressing your kid and say, okay, hold still. That mustache.
But what can you do to the parents?
I know.
What can you do to the parents?
You out them like you did. You out them and you call them to task like you're calling the task to the principal and the teacher in the story.
Well, do they name the teacher and the principal? I don't think they named
him. And as long as he said, and the parent, and okay, then the teacher, the principal, the teacher, and the mother, I would have called
the parents in, and I would have suspended the kid.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, listen, we can't have this.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And the parents go, listen, you, we can't tell you what to teach your child. We can't do that. We can't tell you what's permitted in our school.
You can't, right. You know, look, we allow shorts, but you can't come in as Hitler.
There's rules.
Yeah. Let me tell you, the shorts things was a tough enough sell.
Jews have died.
With the PTA.
Oh, my God. Jews have died.
Well, they have. Usually when we argue about rules, Joe goes, men have died.
Okay, I know.
Jews have died. Oh, yeah, I mean, listen, the kids got, I guess you got to. The principal and the teacher seem like the least of the problems here.
Yeah, the parents let the kid walk out of the house.
What's going on
like
in
this.
That household is a bigger problem to me.
Yeah,
I really wonder.
And there was just no mention of it.
Remember the guy that was naming all of his kids after Hitler and his cronies?
Yeah.
And you know that they were the state, I think, was getting into it and saying, no, you can't name your children Himmler.
You can't have your child, you know, Himmler and have your son
and
Rommel.
Ava Braun and, you know.
Strong
names, masculine.
Ava, particularly strong and masculine.
I think this school has to do, you know, I think they have to bring in one of these Holocaust survivors and have a talk at the school. That's usually the move here.
I put the kid in the front row.
Don't want to fucking give the person a heart attack.
I guess. I mean, you know, after the school bus comes back with the, you know, with the kid that's being caught in the door, maybe we should look into this.
You just got to wonder what the fuck is going on in some of these schools.
Well, you know what? It's one thing. We're talking about optics. Can you imagine? You have the child dragging incident. You're like, oh my God. And then all of a sudden, then Hitler shows up on the front page of the local newspaper, you know, in the little ragamuffin parade. That's great. You know, you don't want that. But I'm not talking about that. The important is the optics. The important thing is what's going on in the house, but also where the hell is this teacher's head? You're looking at the kids, lining them up to go into the parade. You don't notice Hitler?
Yeah.
In the group?
That was a nice costume.
Yeah, I just, like, I think that once you notice Hitler, it's time to get some goose step somebody down to the office to talk to the principal. What are you doing? I don't understand that at all. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What are you, blind? Now, I don't know really what the superintendent could possibly have done about it, like why they were necessarily suspended when they possibly were not present for that, you know, like how, you know, you're ultimately the buck stops there. But if the teacher is letting them, you know, waltz
maybe he didn't discipline the teacher.
Perhaps.
And the school board found out, and why didn't you discipline her?
Perhaps.
Well, then I think it was a big deal, really. A little kid walking around like Hitler. Really, I just know we got the kid, the backpack off the kid that was dragged around the block by the bus. But nonetheless, we got to look at stuff here.
That's,
you know,
totally not funny, but I'm picturing the kid like waving their arms and legs while the backpack is stuck to the bus.
How
they're
funny
like,
is that?
Whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
Funny, yeah.
I mean, like.
But she said it's not funny, and then she flailed like one of those things outside of a car dealership.
And then laughed as she did it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
apparently she doesn't know the meaning of the word not.
I mean, like, I'm just picturing it like done in a movie. Like,
and she continues to laugh. Pretty soon she'll be leaking. That's how unfunny this is. If this was segment 3, she'd be a fucking gusher over there.
Yeah, right.
I mean, not that Nazis are funny. They're not funny, but ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Oh, that goose step. We should all do a goose step around the table.
Well, right now we're going to do the barrel. So we're going to do it in the barrel. That's what we're going to do right now. So I'm going to play that theme.
Good evening, and welcome to the Davin's Den Barrel, where we find out who will reside there during the show. Who'll be in the barrel as we laugh as they climb its walls? Who'll be in the barrel because what they said suffers? Who'll be in the barrel? We're gonna find out and see. Could it be Pip or Davin or our old pal Joey?
Pip. All right, Pip, why don't you refresh ourselves with the fucking
rules.
Yeah,
please.
Are.
Okay.
It's sort of the prep shit, Mike. How does this it's fucking like, game go? Well, we're doing it again this week. Okay.
Well, this is how it works. I picked out three stories that have the possibilities of jokes being made about them. And
You find jokes anywhere. Like with the fucking Nazis, you found jokes. Yeah, there's no deterring you.
Yep, no. Yep. I'll find the humor in it because, partially Irish. We love black humor. And I don't mean that racially. I found three stories. I'll read the story, and then one of the guys has got to go first and try to make up as many jokes as he can about the story. I think we said the limit is you have 30 seconds,
or is it a minute? I thought it was a minute.
A minute. Okay, so they have a minute, and then the next guy has to go and make up jokes. I mean, the second position's harder because the good ones are already taken, presumably, and they have to make up the jokes, and they take turns going first. So then we're going to have three stories, and we're going to see who can make up the most jokes about the stories. Does that sound... Do you remember this?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to go first or second first time?
I'll go second.
All right.
Okay, so
and then you got to keep track, Pip. Time
of the
jokes.
Time. I didn't have my chronometer ready to take.
She knows all these words, but not the word "not."
Chronometer. What are you riding around in a Cordoba? I'll look at the chronometer.
I'm trying to find the darn clock. There it is.
The chronometer.
Okay. Chronometer. All right. So I will keep track of the time and
with the chronometer.
With the chronometer, and then we'll see how many jokes you guys can make. And sort of, it's informal, but if they make me laugh, that counts as a joke. So, but they're looking at each other like, yeah, we can say just fucking anything.
Pretty much.
I'm an easy laugh, and they know
you're
that.
An easy late too. Show with KY in a fucking wand.
Look at the way you looked at me when she says, like, yeah, we're agreeing on shit tonight.
We've eased into agreement.
We've eased into agreement, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So which one of you is going first? I didn't hear that. Okay. All right. Iowa family's basement is soaked with 5 inches of animal blood. Homeowner Nick Lestina says he can't clean up the mess because it's still seeping into his house. Badgley, Iowa. Blood may be thicker than water, but it'll still flood your basement. Nick Lestina found this out the hard way 2 weeks ago when he discovered 5 inches of blood, fat, and other animal tissue flooding his family's basement in Bagley, which is about 45 miles northwest of Des Moines. He told the Des Moines Register that he hasn't been able to clean it up because it's still seeping in. The waste is coming from a neighboring meat locker where blood and tissue from slaughtered animals was washed down a drain. Officials say a clog or break in the pipe sent the waste into Lestina's basement through a floor drain. A state environmental specialist traced the waste to Dahl's Custom Meat Locker and says the company is now pumping its into a large tank. The Lestina family has temporarily moved in with a relative. And for those ghouls that were interested, I could probably post the picture of his blood-soaked basement.
Yeah, put it on the Facebook page.
All right, I will. Not worth a second. All right, so now you're going to go first, and I'm going to press start.
You tell me when.
All right, go.
As usual, 5 inches was very disappointing. haven't seen that much blood in Iowa since Kamala Harris tried to get a foothold there.
Oh!
Meat locker? I thought you said foot locker. I don't know. That sucked balls. Pip had her period, so that's what was going. That's why all that blood was there.
Oh, gross!
Yes, it was. there was a vampire convention in town, and it seeped into the neighbor's yard. I wasn't paying that much attention to it, unfortunately. It's the first time Iowa's had any color in years.
Oh, God.
They got rid of all the blood so Impossible Burgers could move in. It was the vegans were crying. They were vegan tears. That doesn't make sense.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Rush showed up and slaughtered everything. He called it a good day hunting.
I like that. Inside. Okay, stop.
Okay.
You got eight. So
All right.
So now, Joe, you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right. Looks like Dracula wants to rent the basement apartment. Yeah, right. Over there. Looks like a period convention was downstairs. all right. Maybe. Oh. All right. Let's see. Looks like we have a lot of animal parts moving in.
Oh. Groaner, but still.
Oh, my God. Dead air is good for radio.
This is a tough one.
It is. I thought I sucked.
All right. We didn't hear you over your gloating lately.
I'm the best.
I'm the best. If Radar Riley knew this was going on in Iowa, we would have stayed on MASH.
No.
Yeah.
Sure. That's it. Okay.
God damn, that wasn't even a joke.
Yeah, it was.
That was him stumbling through a sentence and hoping for the best.
She laughed.
She's a moron. Yes, so. dare I say she's the R word.
What? No. Okay. All right. So now here we're going to go.
Well, what's the total?
Well, Devin had 8 and Joe had 4. Okay. So
now Joe will go first on this.
Joe will go first. Okay.
I feel like we should have done better with that.
That was a tough one.
Was it? Yeah. I just felt like really bad.
That was a tough one.
All right. I'll take your word for it. I'll trust you.
Okay.
We don't suck. She does.
Somehow I got in trouble.
Yeah, I don't know when he's old my pal now that I said it was tough. And meanwhile, he's calling dead air sucks. And
well, it does.
Well, it does.
Nobody wants to hear you make groaning noises as your brain's trying to ratchet a fucking thought.
Well, that's what the fucking segment's about, you dope.
No, it's about me being funny because you're a comedian. It's not about not being funny. That's every other show.
That's my job.
I didn't say that.
I know, but I thought I'd step in there before I got thrown under the bus anyway.
That's a barrel. You'd be thrown in the barrel.
You're just going to catch your backpack in it.
Yeah, sure. Hip flailing. Not that it's funny.
Poor bus. As long as I'm not getting dragged.
Poor bus.
Hey, now.
Spin her out. Spin her out.
The bus is like, can I be in one of the stories?
Funny you should ask. A story about school buses.
All right. Dummy up. A Florida man arrested after pulling machete on woman who refused to date him. Clearwater, Florida. A man in Clearwater is facing aggravated assault charges after he pulled a machete on a woman who refused to date him, according to arrest records. Clearwater police arrested Leonard Thomas, 55, just before 7 p.m. on Friday night. Police say Thomas and the victim were arguing when he became angry because she wouldn't date him. Thomas pulled the machete from a sheath on his belt, raised it toward the victim, and said, "I'll cut you up," according to police. The victim ran away and called police. After his arrest, Thomas refused to cooperate and yelled obscenities at the responding officers, according to the police. Thomas was heavily intoxicated at the time, according to the report. He was arrested on a $5,000 bond. He remains behind bars. Okay, so Joe, go.
He should have used flowers and candy. It usually works better. let's see.
That made me laugh.
Write that down.
That's not a joke.
She really didn't want to date the guy where she didn't even, if you pulled a machete on you, you usually go. She just ran like hell.
How was that even a joke?
Shut your face. I'm not a good improv person.
I have a hard time with this, too.
Yeah.
I can't play myself. No, I can't, but.
God, I can't think of anything.
Not an easy one.
Okay. Well, now, okay. Now I'm going to stop. Okay, so I'm going to reset it.
I'm going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
How many did he have?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So ready to, I almost called you Joe. Ready, Devin?
Sure.
Go.
You call that a knife? That's not a knife. This happened in Clearwater, Florida, so we call this Wednesday. He unsheathed his knife because she wasn't interested in unsheathing his penis. And now I've beaten Joe. So now I'm just like that school, that school in Long Island. Just putting the third string jokes here. It's not an easy one, though. It's not an easy one, though.
Yeah, because you get past a couple. I was like, now what?
Now, next time, you definitely want to swipe left. It's a Tinder joke, Joe. You know what they say, big knife, happy wife. See, jokes are easy.
I don't say that.
The machete was for her vagina because she doesn't shave. Oh, that's as funny as anything else.
Yeah, no. Oh.
Yeah, just because you're sensitive.
Okay.
You were going to get that one.
I should have.
She stopped dead in her fucking tracks.
I was like, oh.
It was a standard. Right, damn it, I had one more. Okay.
Sorry, you were done.
I won.
Okay.
how many did I have? Not easy, though.
You had five, and Joe had two. Yeah.
Have we gotten worse at this?
You guys haven't played this in a really long time, and it's not easy.
Well, we're showing that.
No, it's really not. The one thing I thought of when I looked at it, because I forgot these stories, and I was thinking, Machete Graham. No.
Machete Graham?
You know, like Candy Graham. Machete Graham. No. Okay.
See, but here's the deal. If we thought of that joke and used it, we would have got a point because she laughs.
Sure, she laughs.
Yeah.
You would have gotten a dirty look from me.
Point's a point.
Good thing I run it.
But I just don't.
You would have got it really from me. So
yeah,
I just want you to understand, I don't consider that a joke.
Yeah, but good thing.
I don't know. I know you don't. I don't either. Okay. But she does.
And that's what
if
matters.
If we used that, we would have got.
Good thing, you bastards. I'm running this game.
That's right.
Well, that's why you're the judge. You're an easy, merciful judge.
Yes, I am. Remember that.
Nice liberal judge on here.
Say you like lips, don't you? Little pussy hat, easy grader. What are you complaining about?
Yeah, stop making fun of my hat. What
made fun of your pussy earlier?
Oh well, yeah, that's okay.
The third one. I will let Joe decide who goes first.
You can go first.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Pookie. Nice to meet you.
Man sticks cannabis in his nose, forgets about it for 18 years.
So that's
the patient snorted a cannabis-filled balloon before going into prison and thought he had swallowed it, doctor said. An Australian man suffered numerous sinus infections over an 18-year period before doctors finally smoked out the cause, good old cannabis. No, not in the way you're thinking. This guy stuck a packet of pot up his nose just before going into prison and then forgot about it. For 18 years. The 48-year-old patient finally realized his breathtaking situation thanks to doctors at Sydney's Westmead Hospital, where he was referred after complaining of headaches. According to a study published earlier this week in BMJ Case Reports, approximately titled Nose Out of Joint, a CT scan showed what looked like a calcified lesion in the nasal passage. When surgeons went in for a closer look, they ended up removing what the report described as a rubber capsule containing degenerate vegetable/plant matter. Doctors removed the object and later engaged the patient in what the report called specific questioning. At that point, the man remembered an incident in which he was about to go to prison and his girlfriend gave him a parting gift of some weed in a rubber balloon. The man inserted the bud-filled balloon up his right nostril, but ended up inhaling it further than he expected, to the point where he thought he had swallowed it. And then he forgot about it, despite suffering numerous sinus problems since the inhalation. The man is breathing easier these days. According to the report, he reported a complete resolution of his nasal issues after having the weed removed. Okay, so, Devin, one second, my stupid phone closed the app. Stop it. Oh, God, I hate you, phone. Hold on one second. This phone sucks.
We're experiencing technical difficulties.
We're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Oh, my God. Open my...
Don't fucking stupid eye. See, again, retarded is a perfect word.
Don't yell at the judge, you asshole.
It doesn't recognize my fingerprint.
So put in the fucking code, you asshole.
It's not even asking for it.
All right, now I'm going to lose. What is that, Big Ben? What the fuck?
There it goes. Okay, you ready?
Are you?
Yes. You going?
Well, when you hit...
Yes. Okay, go.
He misplaced his pot in his nose. You should have seen where he hit his keys. The man was confused. He thought it was cocaine. He didn't realize it was pot. That's why he snorted it. That was a little long, but there could be a joke there one day. let's see. Let's see. What else could be? He picked a winner.
Oh!
Let's see. He was in jail, so besides blowing nose, he was blowing fellers. Don't eat those edibles. you know, most women give their man a hand job before they go. She gave him a balloon full of weed. Dead air sucks. Dead air sucks.
Dead air sucks. Dead air sucks. Dead air sucks.
He didn't get need a handkerchief. He needed a bong.
That's good.
Is it?
Okay. Done.
Terrible.
Joe, you ready?
I'm not even happy with me.
Okay. Joe, go.
He didn't know if he needed tissues or rolling papers when he blew his nose. He's the only guy I know that could use his nose as a bong. Different from yours. yeah.
Yes.
I heard a up your nose with a rubber hose, but this is ridiculous. Is that mucus or cannabis?
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shush now. Let him think.
Worst play-by-play guy ever.
Yeah, really.
Works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Load your roll down.
You're supposed to do that with cocaine, stupid. let's see.
It's quiet when I don't talk.
Yeah. He's the only guy I know that could pick his nose with a roach clip. ha, ha, ha. shit. Every time he hears Cheech and Chong, he sneezes. Let's see.
Okay, so that's your time. Okay, so Joe had 4 in the first, 2 in the second, so that makes 6. And then,
oh, look at you! Aren't you a proud girl?
And he just did 7.
Oh, you might have won that
so
round.
So there's 13. Look at that. And so Davin had 8 in the first, and then 5.
That's
so
13.
That's 13.
For those keeping score at home.
13, and he had 7.
Oh.
So there you go. There's.
I won. I'm the champion. And we tied. That might be your first tie in a round.
Seven. Yeah, you tied the last round.
You tied the last round? There you go.
Yeah.
So what's the final?
Oh,
so
you. I treated you like that fucking high school.
13, 7, 20. So it's 13-20, but that's hardly a blowout.
Ha ha. Well, are you saying I should have put in the second and third string jokes?
Weren't they?
They really were. There were some questionable things allowed on both. So.
I know, but that's okay because this is a really tough challenge.
Well, we showed that.
I know, but you also both said funny things. So I think well done, gentlemen.
Thank you.
But the important thing is I won. For those keeping score, I won. Joe, your blog was all about winning. Don't fucking shake your head. I won. You lost. That's what you were raised on. Take it.
I'm not complaining.
Hey, a little complaint.
Where? What did I complain?
Hey, a little roll of the eyes because I said I won. You lost.
All right. Yeah. But you're gloating.
Yes,
that's
I am.
Fine. I'll take
you,
it.
You love the gloater in chief.
I said
I have all the best jokes.
I did not complain.
Unfunny Joe.
My improv skills are not as good as yours.
Fake laughs.
So. Well, wait, would you like us to do a writing workshop in the middle of the show so we can construct the jokes, really, really edit them?
No. Fake laughs.
Fake laughs.
Fake laughs.
Fake tits. Fake laughs.
No, they're real.
I know, dear. All right. Very good. That was fun. Let's come back. We'll do some scammers with Clara Morgan. Things are... We're starting to get cozy. On the break, we have new music from Aaron.